Turning now to our reading of Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. We're continuing chapter 23, Pigeons. Psychic Society member O'Neill presented his interpretation of what Nikola Tesla saw when the white pigeon he loved died. "It is out of phenomena such as Tesla experienced," he said, "when the dove flew out of the midnight darkness and into the blackness of his room and flooded it with blinding light, and the revelation that came to him out of the dazzling sun in the park at Budapest, that the mysteries of religion are built." And of course, last week we went back and heard for ourselves the real deal of that discovery of his AC system of power distribution. And to conclude this man's thought, "It is out of such experiences that the mysteries of religion are built. Had Tesla not rigorously suppressed his mystical inheritance," he says, "he would have understood the symbolism of the dove." And my interjection, I'm so glad that Margaret Cheney placed Psychic Society member John O'Neill's interpretation of these events in Nikola's life within their physical world contexts, that Nikola possessed a range of sight that allowed him to see electrical energy, see its light, and that Nikola studied and thought intently, trusted his body, and allowed the solutions he was on the edge of seeing arrive in their own good time. Is it clear that we need time, aka possession of our own lives, to do this? Is it clear that Proudhon is correct? Quote, "There is no real superiority among men, since all talents and capacities are combined never in one individual. By our very nature and education, we possess only special aptitudes, which are limited and confined, and which become consequently more necessary as they gain in depth and strength. The finest genius is, by the laws of his existence and development, the most dependent upon the society which creates him," unquote from Proudhon. Nikola could not realize his full gift because the power to do so was stolen from him, because of the misbegotten class system. And this is true for every single one of us. Until we support each other, as is our nature, and render moot the obsessions of the global statesman. The concluding paragraphs of Chapter 23, Pigeons, contain the speculations of a psychologist about what he calls the bird symbolism in the inventor's life, which I think Nikola himself successfully debunked. And I think that interpretation is intended to cast Nikola in a negative or dismissive light, rather than give them weight here. I'd like us to just continue on to the next chapter, chapter 24, Transitions.